We're talking now with Dr. Barry Pollard, Pollard Farms, out of the Wacomas area. And Barry, you know, you've got a great Angus herd there, and you're involved now with the American Angus Association on their board. Tell me maybe first of all about 2021 and how things went for Pollard Farms.
Well, actually, as everyone knows, it was kind of a tumultuous year with COVID and everything else going on, but it all worked out really well. You know, we had adequate rain, and it was a little hard getting wheat pasture in because it got dry on us, but we've got wheat pasture cattle out running now, and the sales went well. We had our best production sale ever back in September, and so I can't complain. Things really went quite well in spite of all the challenges, but as we all know in this industry, there's a challenge every few months.
Isn't that the truth? You know, as you've decided to, you know, get into the leadership, into the involvement with American Angus, what was your thought process of, you know, spending your time investing back into the breed?
I love education, and I love to learn, and I like to teach. And I also want to give back to those organizations that have been good to me. So being on the board of the American Angus Association gives me the opportunity to be more involved and to learn more and to help with the educational process to our back to our breeders and to our young people. And that's important to me. And it was important to my father, who was an agriculture teacher. And so I've always felt like it's important to be involved and to give back to those organizations that are meaningful and are helpful to you in your life. And, you know, I look at my granddaughter that's showing cattle now and how important it has been for her to have an association like the Angus Association and the Junior Angus Association to learn how to work and get up and be responsible and to know your responsibilities and to take care of your cattle. And, you know, it just involves everything from the junior board all the way through the oldest guy out here that's been in business for 60 years. It's just it's a great organization, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Good example is this Angus University today, and talking about how you maybe sort through all the information that's out there. And it's in the time that you've been in the Angus business, the amount of information, EPDs, genomic EPDs, all this just skyrocketed. It's been steamrolling down the mountain.
Absolutely, and it's not going to stop. You know, it's become... It's a tool that has evolved and is continuing to evolve. The genetic evaluations, putting more and more data together, letting our genetic team and the Angus Association figure out how to use that data and how to put it together in a meaningful format for our breeders. You know, we've got like 21 EPDs. You know, not everybody needs to look at every one of those EPDs. You have the opportunity to look at the EPDs that you want to look at to help evaluate your herd and your herd's needs and what kind of environment you live in to pick the EPDs that are important to you and to measure each one and its value to your herd and your business. There are some you don't need to look at all, and there are others that are important. You know, if you're selling cattle at weaning, you want to look at weaning weights and things like that. If you're selling cattle all the way through the fat yard and selling them on a carcass grid, then you want to look at carcass weight. You want to look at yearling weight. You want to look at marbling and ribeye and things like that. So the tools are there for every breeder to decide what's important to him and to use those tools that he wants. On the other hand, we have to continue to evaluate the new EPDs that have come out. We introduced two or three in the last couple of years, hoof and claw and hedge hair shedding. There'll be others coming down the road. But then we also need to, as an association and as a breed, make sure those EPDs are accurate and make sure that we're giving people the data that is reliable. And that takes data. And so we continue to have to gather data to make it highly predictable and useful.
From a producer point of view, the Certified Angus Beef Program, I know, has been a tremendous plus for the Angus breeder. You know, what does it really mean to you to have something like that premier branded beef program in the business?
Oh, absolutely. It is one of the biggest things that's happened in the beef industry in general over the last 15, 20 years is Certified Angus Beef. And to continue to try to drive toward a better product, a better consistent product that we can put on the grocery store shelves that you can eat in the supermarket is important, very, very important. it continues to evolve as well. And we're, you know, continuing to see better bulls, making better cows. And so the quality of the protein that we're providing is improving, not only for use in the United States, but internationally. And we see the countries in Asia and otherwise, they're wanting more protein, they're wanting better protein. And beef is certainly an excellent source of it. And we're trying to make better beef all the time through CAB.
Finally, this Cattlemen's Congress, second year for it. It was a kind of a spur-of-the-moment event last year because of a response to the National Western shutting down because of the pandemic. But, boy, what a successful thing and what a great thing, I would think, for Oklahoma breeders.
Oh, no doubt. It's been a huge success last year. And at the end of last year, the Angus, we took a poll of breeders and across the country who had participated in the show, and overwhelmingly they chose to return to Oklahoma City to have the event again. And we hope to continue that for many, many years or forever, as far as I'm concerned. It's a great event. It's in a nice part of the country. We're centrally located. Oklahoma is a huge agriculture area, huge beef cattle area. And, you know, with the access to hotels are easy access, restaurants are easy access. There's no parking fee. There's no entry fee to welcome anybody to come in. And it's just the access and the weather conditions are just ideal for the event to be here. And they've tried to make it very friendly to the public by not charging. And they've tried to make it very friendly to the breeders as well. I mean, they don't even charge for bedding. I mean, it's nice.
Thanks, Barry. Dr. Barry Pollard, treasurer this year of the American Angus Association, talking with us at Cattlemen's Congress 2022. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.